Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh my God, how long have we had this system now? I swear to God, I cannot figure it out. Try to undelete something. I don't know how to do it. Hey everyone, it's Thursday already.
Yay!
Yay! It's supposed to be cooler today. Oh my God, it was an oven at my house. I mean, everywhere. At my house, at your house.
You can turn on your air conditioning.
I turned on my air conditioning.
It was still an oven.
It was still an oven. It was 80 degrees in my house.
Guess what, North Bay? You get electricity today.
Yay!
And those people with breathing machines, you're going to be able to breathe today.
Yay! Yeah, I think there were definitely people who were not prepared for what was coming. Just, you know, didn't have the radio on. Didn't see it on the news. Just went, oh my God, the power's out. Yeah, you should listen to us every day. We did complete coverage of that.
We have the ANN.
Exactly right. Thank you.
The Alice Nut Network.
No, oh, you change it every time.
Yes. It's the Alice News Network.
I'll tell you what you should have done.
It's in August.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda.
I went surfing on the way home, and I was in heaven.
Oh, good.
I had the best afternoon. It was beautiful. Sun's out. Mm-hmm. Hot.
Mm.
I mean, the walk. Well, I only put on half my wetsuit on the walk.
Oh, pull up the top once you get in.
Yeah, right. Once I get down to the water.
Are you naked under that?
Uh huh. Oh, absolutely.
Just fully.
Well, I mean, fully, yeah, naked.
Yeah, it's funny.
Why is that funny?
It just is funny. We were talking about it the other day. Like, my brother, you know, he got these like wader pants to go out and to fish in the surf. Mm-hmm. They, you know what a wader is, right?
Yeah.
Rubber pants
totally
or whatever.
Picture it.
And he's like, I go, you know, you could just get a wetsuit. It might be easier because I guess the thing's kind of a pain in the ass. And if any water, you know, gets in the top, like you have it tied tight, but it can fill up the bottom of the boots and stuff. Yeah, it's not. Doesn't seem like it's really protecting you all that much when you're standing on the surf. I'm like, why don't you just get a wetsuit? You know? And so he started asking me questions about wetsuits, and I realized I know nothing about wetsuits. I'm like, yeah, I don't know. No, I don't know. No, I don't know. I don't know. And I think, though, that I was like, I think you wear your underpants under them.
No.
Like, I don't know. Maybe you wear your underpants.
I've tried putting on, like, a Speedo or something like that when you're so that you can change more easily. But the truth is, you want to be nude under your wetsuit.
What do you do? Just wrap a towel when you wind up pulling it off?
Yep.
Well, that's fun.
Exactly. What about the ladies? Do they wear their bikini?
I would imagine that's different.
Yeah, I would think that would hurt.
Yeah, if you had like a knot, you know, in the back, you know, tie a string bikini. I guess maybe if you had
something
laid flat.
The wetsuit would hurt, might hurt your nips.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Because it's soft enough inside.
Yeah, it's the rubber on wetsuits now is so butter.
Oh.
I bet you it doesn't slide around too much either.
Stretchable. Mm-hmm. Old wetsuits used to be you'd get rashed. So rashed you couldn't go back in the water for a while. Mm. Now they're delight.
Wetsuits come a long way.
They have come a long way.
Technology.
So anyway, I was able to walk down and go for a surf. It was sunny, warm. I still haven't remembered to take this thing off.
Why would you? Leave it on.
No, I can't.
Why? Oh, is it too big? It'll fall off.
It'll come right off.
Can you get it sized so that it's a little tougher to get on?
It fits right. Like, I can't get it off right now.
Uh-huh. But when your hand's wet and...
Cold water. Oh. Shrinks your...
Yeah. Shrinks you. Shrink-a-dink.
Everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everything.
Everything.
Thank you, Yuzi.
Not showing well right now.
Anyway, it was... and then later, as I was getting back to town and undoing the car, I felt that heat on my skin like I was cooking. Mm. It was 97.
Yeah. It was just so... So yesterday, the only time I had to go out in the middle of the day was to drive my kid to school. because he won't get his license for some reason.
Shame
is right.
Shame on shame. Sean.
And my husband goes,
shame, Sean.
Because we're in the middle of building this. There's so much happening right now at my house. We're building the studio
as
in the house.
Always.
So Richard and John are, John's under the house, crawling around, feeding wires up and doing all this stuff, right? So, you know, at least it's a little bit cooler under the house.
But gross.
But so gross. I mean, it's under a house, right? Dirt pack
or
whatever.
No matter how clean.
So he comes out. I don't know, around lunchtime or whatever, he comes out. He's got this, like, work suit on, like a zip-up work suit. And he comes out, and he's just covered in dirt. And he's like, do you think you could drive Sean to school? I'm like, yeah, I can. No problem.
Yeah.
So we get in the car, and it's just, like, AC cranked. Like, it's still, it's just not doing anything to, the windshield is just taking the heat just the right way. It's shining on both our chests. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm dying. And I think my temperature only said 94 when we were driving, but it just felt like you can't do anything.
Yeah, it was hot. Well, today is 20 degrees cooler wherever you go,
Thank
so it's going to be great.
Right, which
I
means
slept
it'll be in
with
the
70s. An ice pack on me.
Did you really?
Yeah, I put ice in the little cooler we have, and it like melted in seconds.
Right.
And then I got the, you know, those you get packages with those ice packs, whatever.
Sure.
I got one, put it in a plastic bag, and just kept it on me. And then
I just
moved it around my body the entire night.
Oh, did it stay pretty frozen all night?
No, not frozen, but it stayed cool.
Yeah.
Maybe because of the plastic bag I put it in.
Oh,
but
maybe.
It stayed cool.
Yeah, that's actually not a bad. I was thinking last night as I was laying on top of all the covers. Like, there's no getting under the covers
last
night.
I didn't get under the covers,
though. I had the AC cranking at my house, and it just was not cutting it.
Wow.
And listen, I'm lucky I got some AC.
You are lucky.
Like, I'm thinking, A, the people who don't have any power, period, can't even run fans.
Yeah.
Like, what are they doing?
They're at the fairgrounds.
I guess
at
so.
At the cooling center.
Oh. And then, you know, people who just don't have AC but still had power, still at least you can have a fan, I guess. Like, I always think about you whenever I have a fan going on me and you have the spray bottle just, like, misting yourself. Like, you'd just wind up taking a full shower.
Yeah.
By the end of the day.
Much.
Oh. Well, luckily, this wasn't even the worst one. It wasn't a couple weeks ago.
It was
even hotter.
So Vinny was saying 15 to 20 degrees cooler, and it's going to be like that throughout the weekend. Monday is supposed to be good because we have some fog setting in, and so they say it's going to just cool down for a bit.
Has anyone else heard anything? I heard that it might rain at some point. This
I saw a little moisture in the forecast.
Did you?
Nothing major.
Nothing major.
Yeah. Nothing major.
So we're not near the beginning of the winter.
No, I don't think so.
Doesn't feel like it.
It's the beginning of the fall, Sarah.
Well,
football's playing.
To me, it's summer and winter. That's it. That's
right.
What we get here. It's nice, and then it's not nice, and then it's nice again. I know football is. Oh my God!
Oh, tonight. Who's
speaking
Green
of getting
Bay?
Naked?
Eagles and Green Bay Packers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh wait, naked.
Yeah.
Let's hear that.
Well, you know, because I was actually briefly reminded of this when I was hearing about you taking off your wetsuit and picturing that. I guess.
Oh my God. Go ahead.
Well, hold that thought.
Apparently, don't lose that thought. On Monday Night Football, there was something, some kind of like a live stream or something coming from the locker room as the team is celebrating.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And some dude's in the background just stripping down. And he was fully.
As you do in a locker room.
As you do in a locker room. Just not aware that the camera was there. Or maybe it was someone's phone. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't aware of it. Broadcast briefly on this live stream.
So you saw it?
I didn't see it.
Oh.
And I didn't look, but I was thinking to myself, because he's like, yeah, I don't care. It's fine. He didn't realize it was a mistake, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, so that guy showed well.
That's well, the only but they thing, also, you know? That's.
I'm good.
He's like, it's fine.
Their job is locker rooms.
Right.
Yeah.
That's where he's at work.
Yep.
It's part of the deal.
This is what I do in the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
I strip out of this stuff, put this stuff back on.
Well, for a minute, I was doing some Fox Sports stuff, and the guys, on purpose, in the locker room, I feel on purpose, were trying to embarrass me by getting naked. And you know, I had to interview them as they're naked and would rip off their towels like it was nothing. And I just had to keep my eyes above and just keep talking.
Yeah, that's a pretty common complaint from reporters, chick reporters in locker rooms.
I'm sure it's gotten better.
It's I'm sure it has in the movements that have gone on.
I'm sure it's gotten better.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, you are in a man's locker room, but it's, you know.
I know.
If the job is you got to go interview people.
Yeah.
I guess you should have some expectations. Well, you know, maybe they shouldn't be doing locker room interviews. Anybody. Maybe the locker room should be the place where people get changed, and then once they go out to the place
where
the press...
That's where you're going to catch them, I suppose, you know, off guard with comments that you want to hear about. So.
That's where all the best stuff happens.
Yeah. I don't think they have any shame.
All right,
so
Benny,
did you watch
your thought.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The thought that you were just about to... Oh, you forgot your thought.
I was going to tell you
I was saying
about
the football guy who was naked in the locker room.
Oh! So, okay. So last night, I had this wonderful afternoon. I'd gone surfing, and I'm home now, and I've got all my gears put away, and it's dinner's right around the corner, and I go into the bathroom, and I'm showering, and getting all cleaned up, and I shaved, and my kid walks in to tell me it's dinner time, and you know we've explained, you know, privacy and not, you know, she's
almost six now.
Yeah, we're trying not to make nudity a thing for sure. I don't want her to be tripped out by it.
Is she about to be seven?
She's about to be six.
Okay. Mm. My God.
So she comes walking in to tell me it's dinner time, and her little friend Landon's right behind her.
Oh no, and you're naked?
I'm in the shower.
And behind a glass that you can see through?
Well, yeah, but she opens the door. Dad, it's dinner. I'm like, okay. And I don't freak out because I'm trying again. I don't want to give her any, but after I had to
sit down.
You don't go into grown-ups' bathrooms, and you don't bring your friends into grown-ups' bathrooms either.
Right. Good for you.
I don't want you to go to their house and think it's okay to walk in on their dad, because that is not okay.
Right. Landon is a boy.
Wow. He's a little boy in the neighborhood, and he's cool. He wasn't...
How old is he?
He didn't go, like...
He wasn't like, hey, what you got going on there, Mr. Hassan? Hey, turn around, why don't you?
But
what's going
on? He followed her right into the bathroom.
Well, is he her age?
He's 1 year younger.
Oh. So he's still little. I mean, probably it was thing.
But... He might be even 2 years younger.
Oh. Oh. So he's like a 3 or 4 year old.
Yeah, he's a
little boy.
Yeah, it still wasn't not.
No, it's
okay. I
not
definitely
cool.
felt like it, when that kid gets home and tells his parents that he saw, you know, Isla's dad's wiener.
Yeah, that's
they're gonna be like, what? You know what I mean? Like,
absolutely.
Before that, it's explained to them.
It's not like, Isla accidentally opened up the door to the bathroom and poor Mr. Hassan was in there going, oh, Jesus!
Is that something you need to step ahead of and call the neighbors or tell them, hey,
I didn't, no.
That's interesting.
We're friends with them, so I imagine if there's a conversation, they'll understand.
Right.
Well, next time you guys are having dinner, you could say, hey, funny thing happened in my house.
Funny thing, well, I was
your kid's a perv.
your
kid tricked my daughter into letting him go to the bathroom.
Yeah, right.
What's wrong with your kid?
I wouldn't have told that story, but you just reminded me of it. Like, yeah, that was a moment in my house yesterday. I'm all, okay, there's two little kids looking in at me.
Yeah.
Crunch.
And kids are like, you ever notice how a kid will ask you something and then just stand there and kind of be staring at you? Like, taking in, and you're like, all right, dismissed.
Go.
Yeah.
And go.
And off you go. Bye.
Yeah.
She has a bunch of toys. I feel like I've spent some money on toys that maybe you could go play with. Yeah, that's uncomfortable at best.
Yeah, I plugged mom into that situation for sure.
Yeah. Mom, let's
I need your backup on this one. I just got violated in the bathroom by two little kids.
So what was Isla's reaction when you had that talk with her?
Okay. I'm like, all right. Do I need to say a bunch more words? No, I got it.
Oh.
Because we don't... Dad, I got it. Because we don't... You know, I can't
Because I'm really concerned about this, and I really need some acknowledgement from you besides okay.
I feel like I need to drill this into you.
I need you to go, oh, now I understand. Right. That was inappropriate. Yeah.
Jesus.
Well, you know, I'd love to say she went off to her room and thought about it, but she, you know...
She skipped along her merry way.
Right. Well, you know, things aren't... if you don't make it a big deal, it's not a big deal. And you did lay it out for her. It's all you can do. It's all you can do.
Damn, man.
So you'll have to, you know, just see if that stuck.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts. Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So speaking of kids, yes. I put Survivor on last night.
Oh, Survivor.
Which was, it's nice to have it back.
I know.
So good.
I did think some of the casting was interesting. I'm excited for the season. I liked the idols part. What did you think?
Well, so that was what I was getting at. So Boston Rob clearly has kids now because he has the exact same thing hanging off the front of him that I do.
Yeah.
What's that?
It's a belly.
Love?
he's got love hanging out the front of him.
He's
just, you know, he's...
this extra 10.
He's also, I'm sure, eating regularly while he's on that island and in his real life, you know.
Okay. Here's a text to let you guys on. Good morning. Let's talk about how great Survivor was and the controversy talk on Big Brother. Jackson was heard saying, "I'm not a racist," when talking to his mom and dad. So Survivor came first. You guys both watched it.
We did. And I will say this, if I can, about Big Brother. I just said about half an hour into it, I'm like, you know what? I'm not even interested in this show anymore. I actually do not care who wins.
Ooh.
I didn't even care. I was even at the point as they started it up. Nicole's just being completely pathetic. Mm-hmm. I knew she wasn't going to win. As soon as she didn't win, and I was like, there's just no... And even if she had won, I wouldn't care. She wasn't my favorite player anyway. I really think that... the person that I wanted to win left several weeks ago. And if that person hadn't left, Nicole and Cliff would have had a much better chance and I would have been way more into them. I hated this show this year. I hate the people that are on it.
You didn't hate the show.
I know,
I loved
decent. It.
What I think...
Legit, you're confusing me.
This is what I think. I think you sat down, you saw a foregone conclusion. I don't even think it was necessarily all right there at the front of your head, but you could see where that was headed, didn't like it, and wanted out.
Yep.
I don't blame you, and I could already see it without turning it on. Mm. I knew. You knew he was going to win.
It
was like, all right, I'm not interested in that.
It's funny because Yuzette put a story about Big Brother on. I didn't know who won because I didn't look it up this morning. And
I knew who won. You had watched everything.
Well, listen, it doesn't matter because I actually thought to myself, you know what? I so don't care. I'm going to try to not find out who won. Like, I don't care because I hate all those people that were in the end. So she puts the story down in front of me and I'm looking at it. Just like, should I or shouldn't I?
Well, it wasn't probably till the third page.
It was at the very end of the third page. Yeah. And I went, all right, I'm just going to look just to get confirmation because I know it was.
You're like with people eyes.
Like basically
that.
Like, oh, there it is. So the person that I hate the most won. I wonder if we'll hear anything about any fallout for that guy or if he'll be like every other person on Big Brother and we'll never hear from them again.
Well, some of them we do hear from again, though. That Tyler kid, we heard from again. He not only came back this season to be on a panel,
right.
But he went on to do some other game show. I think it was Kevin Hart's game show.
Oh, right.
Which
flopped, but it was still, he did stuff.
Yeah.
And I think that some of these cats do get to do stuff. I think you're right, though. This guy, bye.
Yeah.
Poof. Big Brother will distance themselves from... I bet this guy will get on the phone. He's young.
Yep.
He's going to be like, I want to be Boston Rob.
Mm.
I want to do TV shows.
Yeah, I killed it.
For the rest of my days.
Yeah, but you were a douchebag the whole time.
They're going to, they'll step aside.
I hope they will. You know, the thing is, controversy means ratings. You know, I'm sure that there's...
not the bad stuff.
You know what, though? Unfortunately, I think sometimes people do love to hate someone. Like, they keep a show interesting.
Right.
I mean, I hope you're 100% right, and we never hear from that guy again. Will I be surprised if we do? I won't.
It sounded like, according to that article, that Julie Chen really addressed some issues.
I read it, and because I didn't watch. In fact, I watched Survivor. I watched 15 minutes last night and watched the rest of it this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I read while I was watching Survivor what happened on Big Brother. And I saw that she addressed you picked these four people right the first day of the show.
We said that the first day it was on. Like, oh my God, he picked the heavy chick, the old dude, and the two black people.
Right.
To go at this challenge. One of them is going to be eliminated. That's
right.
Who he picked. He like totally isolated every minority in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So she addressed it. And his reaction was shock. Ah, I'm just playing a game. You know, as I guess he would. He might not even be aware that he, you know, how deep that is in him that he did that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it might not have been like, black guy, out.
Yeah.
You know, he may not have be even, that's not an excuse. I'm just saying I may just be in him.
Right.
But what I didn't get to see was, does Holly start to scoot away from him as this is coming up? I wonder, because she's got that all over her if she stays next to
him. Listen, she's got him all over her no matter what. That girl threw that game away when she got in a relationship with him. She even was sitting on the couch with Nicole earlier before it was determined who was going to get to choose who went with them. She's saying, you know, Nicole's even saying, that would be the best move you could make for the jury. And it would have. She would have won that game. If she had won the final, had a household and gotten to takes, and she had taken Nicole with her, she wins.
But she didn't.
No, she didn't win. So it was a moot point. As soon as she didn't win, I was like, I'm done with this show. I know who wins. I don't even care. I hate that. I hate it.
They called him the most unhappiest winner ever in Big Brother history.
Well, I think, though, because, and I skipped through the show because I think I went to bed maybe at like 7:45.
Did you see where he comes out? Or I don't know.
I didn't, but I did see a tiny bit of where they were talking to him about this, you know, because the jury is outside the house and he's inside the house sitting there talking via the camera.
Oh, okay.
And so I saw him start to address it and his face got very red. And I thought, when I read this morning that he was the unhappiest winner of all time, mm-hmm. I thought, well, I bet he was, because he got a little taste of what life is going to be like on the outside via the questions that the jury asked. I'm sure that some of that stuff surprised him. He was just such a, he's just one of those people who makes everything about him and is unapologetic for anything that he does, who cannot see his own faults, cannot take a look at himself, see what he's done and make amends or apologize or even make adjustments in the way he is as a human. Like he's not a good person.
Yeah, again though, I say this as someone who's made a million mistakes in my life. Young people are like that. Mm. He's a young dude. Like it's not always in your best interest to get on national TV and expose all of your messiness.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Your mom's been telling you your whole life how wonderful you are. I'm sure you think, well, I'll just be wonderful on here. You know, maybe this will be maybe he'll look back at it, watch it, hear the reaction, and actually learn from it.
And I say that because I've said this multiple times. I'd like to think as we evolve as a society, that we don't have to cancel every single person that makes a goddamn mistake. Mm. That we can finally say, look, here's where your blind spots are. Do you see?
Take a hard look at those.
Do you see it?
Right.
And if you see it, then we can grow from here. Yeah. And if you don't, then
now you're on probation.
Right.
And we're going to see how you do with that.
Next is the cancel, but for crying out loud, right. this idea that everybody's got to be perfect coming
that you,
out
right,
of
you get a smudge
childhood.
Of that stuff on you. Right, we're not. We're
Sucks.
Humans. We're human beings, unfortunately, with social media. We're human beings who get lit up for the smallest misstep.
Wait till the story I have for you in a minute.
Oh, I can't.
Just wait.
Ooh. You know what? It's time. I'm going to wait right through this song. Oh, yeah, and then I also
have. You have to do your stuff.
I do. Hold on a second. Look, I'm so screwed up over here. I cannot figure out how to work this computer. So, all right. I think I'm all set. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.